Chapter 36, A Prayer for the Church of God, of a Good Heart and a Good Wife. Have mercy upon us, O God of all, and behold us, and show us the light of thy mercies, and send thy fear upon the nations that have not sought after thee, that they may know that there is no God beside thee, and that they may show forth thy wonders. Lift up thy hand over the strange nations, that they may see thy power. For as thou hast been sanctified in us in their sight, so thou shalt be magnified among them in our presence, that they may know thee, as we also have known thee, that there is no God beside thee, O Lord. Renew thy signs, and work new miracles. Glorify thy hand and thy right arm. Raise up indignation and pour out wrath. Take away the adversary and crush the enemy. Hasten the time and remember the end, that they may declare thy wonderful works. Let him that escapeth be consumed by the rage of the fire, and let them perish that oppress thy people. Crush the head of the princes of the enemies that say, There is no other beside us. Gather together all the tribes of Jacob, that they may know that there is no God besides thee, and may declare thy great works, and thou shalt inherit them as from the beginning. Have mercy on thy people, upon whom thy name is invoked, and upon Israel, thou hast raised up to be thy firstborn. Have mercy, O Jerusalem, the city which thou hast sanctified, the city of thy rest. Fill Zion with thy unspeakable words, and thy people with thy glory. Give testimony to them that are thy creatures from the beginning, and raise up the prophecies which the former prophets spoke in thy name. Reward them that patiently wait for thee, that thy prophets may be found faithful, and hear the prayers of thy servants, according to the blessing of Aaron over thy people, and direct us into the way of justice, and let all know that dwell upon the earth that thou art God, the beholder of all ages. The belly will devour all meat, yet one is better than another. The palate tasteth venison, and the wise heart false speeches. A perverse heart will cause grief, and a man of experience will resist it. A woman will receive every man, yet one daughter is better than another. The beauty of a woman cheereth the countenance of her husband, and a man desireth nothing more. If she have a tongue that can cure, and likewise mitigate and show mercy, her husband is not like other men. He that possesseth a good wife beginneth the possession. She is a help like to himself, and a pillar of rest. Where there is no hedge, the possession shall be spoiled. And where there is no wife, he mourneth that is in want. Who will trust him that hath no rest, and that lodgeth wheresoever the night taketh him, as a robber well appointed, that skippeth from city to city? Of the choice of friends and counselors. Every friend will say, I also am his friend, but there is a friend that is only a friend in name. Is not this a grief even to death? But a companion and a friend shall be turned to an enemy. O wicked presumption, whence camest thou to cover the earth with thy malice and deceitfulness? There is a companion who rejoiceth with his friend in his joys, but in the time of trouble he will be against him. There is a companion who condoleth with his friend for his belly's sake, and he will take up a shield against the enemy. Forget not thy friend in thy mind, and be not unmindful of him in thy riches. Consult not with him that layeth a snare for thee, and hide thy counsel from them that envy thee. Every counselor giveth out counsel, but there is one that is a counselor for himself. Beware of a counselor, and know before what need he hath, for he will devise to his own mind, lest he thrust a stake into the ground, and say to thee, Thy way is good, and then stand on the other side to see what shall befall thee. Treat not with a man without religion concerning holiness, nor with an unjust man concerning justice, nor with a woman touching her of whom she is jealous, nor with a coward concerning war, nor with a merchant about traffic, nor with a buyer of selling, nor with an envious man of giving thanks, nor with the ungodly of piety, nor with the dishonest of honesty, nor with the field laborer of every work, nor with him that worketh by the year of the finishing of the year, nor with an idle servant of much business. Give no heed to these in any matter of counsel. But be continually with a holy man, whomsoever thou shalt know, to observe the fear of God, whose soul is according to thy own soul, and who, when thou shalt stumble in the dark, will be sorry for thee, and establish within thyself a heart of good counsel, for there is no other thing of more worth to thee than it. The soul of a holy man discovereth sometimes true things, more than seven watchmen that sit in a high place to watch. But above all these things, pray to the Most High, that he may direct thy way in truth. In all thy works let the true word go before thee, and steady counsel before every action. A wicked word shall change the heart, out of which four manner of things arise, good and evil, life and death, and the tongue is continually the ruler of them. There is a man that is subtle and a teacher of many, and yet is unprofitable to his own soul. A skillful man hath taught many, and is sweet to his own soul. He that speaketh sophistically is hateful. He shall be destitute of everything. Grace is not given him from the Lord, or he is deprived of all wisdom. There is a wise man that is wise to his own soul, and the fruit of his understanding is commendable. A wise man instructeth his own people, and the fruits of his understanding are faithful. A wise man shall be filled with blessings, and they that see shall praise him. The life of a man is in the number of his days, but the days of Israel are innumerable. A wise man shall inherit honor among his people, and his name shall live forever. My son, prove thy soul in thy life, and if it be wicked, give it no power. For all things are not expedient for all, and every kind pleaseth not every soul. Be not greedy in any feasting, and pour not out thyself upon any meat. For in many meats there will be sickness, and greediness will turn to choler. By surfeiting many have perished, but he that is temperate shall prolong life. Chapter 38. Of Physicians and Medicines. What is to be done in sickness, and how we are to mourn for the dead. Of the employments of laborers and artificers. Honor the physician for the need thou hast of him, for the Most High hath created him. For all healing is from God, and he shall receive gifts of the King. The skill of the physician shall lift up his head, and in the sight of great men he shall be praised. The Most High hath created medicines out of the earth, and a wise man will not abhor them. Was not bitter water made sweet with wood? The virtue of these things is come to the knowledge of men, and the Most High hath given knowledge to men, that he may be honored in his wonders. By these he shall cure and shall allay their pains, and of these the apothecary shall make sweet confections, and shall make up ointments of health, and of his works there shall be no end. For the peace of God is over all the face of the earth. My son, in thy sickness neglect not thyself, but pray to the Lord, and he shall heal thee. Turn away from sin, and order thy hands aright, and cleanse thy heart from all offense. Give a sweet savor, and a memorial of fine flour, and make a fat offering, and then give place to the physician. For the Lord created him, and let him not depart from thee, for his works are necessary. For there is a time when thou must fall into their hands, and they shall beseech the Lord, that he would prosper what they give for ease and remedy, for their conversation. He that sinneth in the sight of his Maker shall fall into the hands of the physician. My son, shed tears over the dead, and begin to lament, as if thou hadst suffered some great harm, and according to judgment cover his body, and neglect not his burial. And for fear of being ill spoken of, weep bitterly for a day, and then comfort thyself in thy sadness, and make mourning for him according to his merit for a day or two, for fear of distraction. For of sadness cometh death, and it overwhelmeth the strength, and the sorrow of thy heart boweth down the neck. In withdrawing aside, sorrow remaineth, and the substance of the poor is according to his heart. Give not up thy heart to sadness, but drive it from thee, and remember the latter end. Forget it not, for there is no returning, and thou shalt do him no good, and shalt hurt thyself. Remember my judgment, for thine also shall be so, yesterday for me, and today for thee. When the dead is at rest, let his remembrance rest, and comfort him in the departing of his spirit. The wisdom of a scribe cometh by his time of leisure, and he that is less in action shall receive wisdom. With what wisdom shall be he furnished that holdeth the plough, and that glorieth in the goad, that driveth the oxen therewith, and is occupied in their labors, and his whole talk is about the offspring of bulls. He shall give his mind to turn up furrows, and his care is to give the kind fodder. So every craftsman and workmaster that laboreth night and day, he who maketh graven seals, and by his continual diligence, varieth the figure. He shall give his mind to the resemblance of the picture, and by his watching shall finish the work. So doth the smith sitting by the anvil, and considering the ironwork. The vapor of the fire wasteth his flesh, and he fighteth with the heat of the furnace. The noise of the hammer is always in his ears, and his eye is upon the pattern of the vessel he maketh. He setteth his mind to finish his work, and his watching to polish them to perfection. So doth the potter sitting at his work, turning the wheel about with his feet, who is always carefully set to his work, and maketh all his work by number. He fashioneth the clay with his arm, and boweth down his strength before his feet. He shall give his mind to finish the glazing, and his watching to make clean the furnace. All these trust to their hands, and every one is wise in his own art. Without these a city is not built, and they shall not dwell nor walk about therein, and they shall not go up into the assembly. Upon the judge's seat they shall not sit, and the ordinance of judgment they shall not understand, neither shall they declare discipline and judgment, and they shall not be found where parables are spoken. But they shall strengthen the state of the world, and their prayers shall be in the work of their craft, applying their soul and searching in the law of the Most High. Chapter 39. The Exercises of the Wise Man. The Lord is to be glorified for his works. The wise man will seek out the wisdom of all the ancients, and will be occupied in the prophets. He will keep the sayings of renowned men, and will enter withal into the subtleties of parables. He will search out the hidden meanings of proverbs, and will be conversant in the secrets of parables. He shall serve among great men, and appear before the governor. He shall pass into strange countries, for he shall try good and evil among men. He will give his heart to resort early to the Lord that made him, and he will pray in the sight of the Most High. He will open his mouth in prayer, and will make supplication for his sins. For if it shall please the great Lord, he will fill him with the spirit of understanding, and he will pour forth the words of his wisdom as showers. And in his prayer he will confess to the Lord, and he shall direct his counsel and his knowledge, and in his secrets shall he meditate. He shall show forth the discipline he hath learned, and shall glory in the law of the covenant of the Lord. Many shall praise his wisdom, and it shall never be forgotten. The memory of him shall not depart away, and his name shall be in request from generation to generation. Nations shall declare his wisdom, and the church shall show forth his praise. If he continue, he shall leave a name above 1,000, and if he rest, it shall be to his advantage. I will yet meditate, that I may declare, for I am filled as with a holy transport. By a voice he saith, Hear me, ye divine offspring, and bud forth as the rose planted by the brooks of waters. Give ye a sweet odor as frankincense. Send forth flowers as the lily, and yield a smell, and bring forth leaves in grace, and praise with canticles, and bless the Lord in his works. Magnify his name, and give glory to him with the voice of your lips, and with the canticles of your mouths, and with harps, and in praising him, you shall say in this manner, All the works of the Lord are exceeding good. At his word the waters stood as a heap, and at the words of his mouth the receptacles of waters. For at his commandment favor is shown, and there is no diminishing of his salvation. The works of all flesh are before him, and there is nothing hid from his eyes. He seeth from eternity to eternity, and there is nothing wonderful before him. There is no saying, What is this, or what is that? For all things shall be sought in their time. His blessing hath overflowed like a river, and as a flood hath watered the earth, so shall his wrath inherit the nations that have not sought after him. Even as he turned the waters into a dry land, and the earth was made dry, and his ways were made plain for their journey, so to sinners they are stumbling blocks in his wrath. Good things were created for the good from the beginning, so for the wicked, good and evil things. The principal things necessary for the life of men are water, fire and iron, salt, milk, and bread of flour, and honey, and the cluster of the grape, and oil, and clothing. All these things shall be for good to the holy. So to the sinners and the ungodly they shall be turned into evil. There are spirits that are created for vengeance, and in their fury they lay on grievous torments. In the time of destruction they shall pour out their force, and they shall appease the wrath of him that made them. Fire, hail, famine, and death, all these were created for vengeance, the teeth of beasts, and scorpions, and serpents, and the sword taking vengeance upon the ungodly unto destruction. In his commandments they shall feast, and they shall be ready upon earth when need is, and when their time is come they shall not transgress his word. Therefore from the beginning I was resolved, and I have meditated and thought on these things, and left them in writing. All the works of the Lord are good, and he will furnish every work in due time. It is not to be said, this is worse than that, for all shall be well approved in their time. Now therefore, with the whole heart and mouth, praise ye him, and bless the name of the Lord. Chapter 40. The miseries of the life of man are relieved by the grace of God and his fear. Great labor is created for all men, and a heavy yoke is upon the children of Adam, from the day of their coming out of their mother's womb until the day of their burial into the mother of all. Their thoughts and fears of the heart, their imagination of things to come, and the day of their end, from him that sitteth on a glorious throne unto him that is humbled in earth and ashes, from him that weareth purple and beareth the crown, even to him that is covered with rough linen, wrath, envy, trouble, unquietness, and the fear of death, continual anger and strife, and in the time of rest upon his bed the sleep of the night changeth his knowledge. A little and as nothing is his rest, and afterward in sleep, as in the day of keeping watch. He is troubled in the vision of his heart, as if he had escaped in the day of battle. In the time of his safety he rose up, and wondereth that there is no fear. Such things happen to all flesh, from man even to beast, and upon sinners are sevenfold more. Moreover, death and bloodshed, strife and sword, oppressions, famine and affliction, and scourges, all these things are created for the wicked, and for their sakes came the flood. All things that are of the earth shall return to the earth again, and all waters shall return to the sea. All bribery and injustice shall be blotted out, and fidelity shall stand forever. The riches of the unjust shall be dried up like a river, and shall pass away with a noise like a great thunder in rain. While he openeth his hands he shall rejoice, but transgressors shall pine away in the end. The offspring of the ungodly shall not bring forth many branches, and make a noise as unclean roots upon the top of a rock. The weed growing over every water, and at the bank of the river, shall be pulled up before all grass. Grace is like a paradise in blessings, and mercy remaineth forever. The life of a laborer that is content with what he hath shall be sweet, and in it thou shalt find a treasure. Children and the building of a city shall establish a name, but a blameless wife shall be counted above them both. Wine and music rejoice the heart, but the love of wisdom is above them both. The flute and the psaltery make a sweet melody, but a pleasant tongue is above them both. Thy eye desireth favor and beauty, but more than these green-sown fields, a friend and companion meeting together in season, but above them both is a wife with her husband. Brethren are a help in the time of trouble, but mercy shall deliver more than they. Gold and silver make the feet stand sure, but wise counsel is above them both. Riches and strength lift up the heart, but above these is the fear of the Lord. There is no want in the fear of the Lord, and it needeth not to seek for help. The fear of the Lord is like a paradise of blessing, and they have covered it above all glory. My son, in thy lifetime be not indigent, for it is better to die than to want. The life of him that looketh toward another man's table is not to be counted a life, for he feedeth his soul with another man's meat. But a man well instructed and taught will look to himself. Begging will be sweet in the mouth of the unwise, but in his belly there shall burn a fire. Chapter 41. Of the remembrance of death, of an evil and of a good name, of what things we ought to be ashamed. O death, how bitter is the remembrance of thee to a man that hath peace in his possessions, to a man that is at rest and whose ways are prosperous in all things, and that is yet able to take meat. O death, thy sentence is welcome to the man that is in need, and to him whose strength faileth, who is in a decrepit age, and that is in care about all things, and to the distrustful that loseth patience. Fear not the sentence of death. Remember what things have been before thee, and what shall come after thee. This sentence is from the Lord upon all flesh. And what shall come upon thee by the good pleasure of the Most High? whether 10 or 100 or 1,000 years, for among the dead there is no accusing of life. The children of sinners become children of abominations, and they that converse near the houses of the ungodly. The inheritance of the children of sinners shall perish, and with their posterity shall be a perpetual reproach. The children will complain of an ungodly father, because for his sake they are in reproach. Woe to you, ungodly men, who have forsaken the law of the Most High Lord! For if you be born, you shall be born in malediction, and if you die, in malediction shall be your portion. All things that are of the earth shall return to the earth, so the ungodly shall from malediction to destruction. The mourning of men is about their body, but the name of the ungodly shall be blotted out. Take care of a good name, for this shall continue with thee, more than 1,000 treasures, precious and great. A good life hath its number of days, but a good name shall continue forever. My children, keep discipline and peace, for wisdom that is hid, and a treasure that is not seen, what profit is there in them both? Better is the man that hideth his folly than the man that hideth his wisdom. Wherefore, have a shame of these things I am now going to speak of. For it is not good to keep all shamefacedness, and all things do not please all men in opinion. Be ashamed of fornication before father and mother, and of a lie before a governor and a man in power, of an offense before a prince and a judge, of iniquity before a congregation and a people, of injustice before a companion and friend, and in regard to the place where thou dwellest, of theft and of the truth of God, and the covenant, of leaning with thy elbow over meat, and of deceit in giving and taking, of silence before them that salute thee, of looking upon a harlot, and of turning away thy face from thy kinsman. Turn not away thy face from thy neighbor, and of taking away a portion, and not restoring. Gaze not upon another man's wife, and be not inquisitive after his handmaid, and approach not her bed. Be ashamed of upbraiding speeches before friends, and after thou hast given, upbraid not. Chapter 42. Of what things we ought not to be ashamed. Cautions with regard to women, the works and greatness of God. Repeat not the word which thou hast heard, and disclose not the thing that is secret. So shalt thou be truly without confusion, and shalt find favor before all men. Be not ashamed of any of these things, and accept no person to sin thereby. Of the law of the Most High, and of his covenant, and of judgment to justify the ungodly, of the affair of companions and travelers, and of the gift of the inheritance of friends, of exactness of balance and weights, of getting much or little, of the corruption of buying and of merchants, and of much correction of children, and to make the side of a wicked slave to bleed. Sure-keeping is good over a wicked wife, where there are many hands, shut up, and deliver all things in number, and weight, and put all in writing that thou givest out or receivest in. Be not ashamed to inform the unwise and foolish, and the aged, that are judged by young men, and thou shalt be well instructed in all things, and well approved in the sight of all men living. The father waketh for the daughter when no man knoweth, and the care for her taketh away his sleep when she is young, lest she pass away the flower of her age, and when she is married, lest she should be hateful, in her virginity, lest she should be corrupted, and be found with child in her father's house, and having a husband, lest she should misbehave herself, or at the least become barren. Keep a sure watch over a shameless daughter, lest at any time she make thee become a laughingstock to thy enemies, and a byword in the city, and a reproach among the people, and she make thee ashamed before all the multitude. Behold not everybody's beauty, and tarry not among women. For from garments cometh a moth, and from a woman the iniquity of a man. For better is the iniquity of a man than a woman doing a good turn, and a woman bringing shame and reproach. I will now remember the works of the Lord, and I will declare the things I have seen. By the words of the Lord are his works. The sun giving light hath looked upon all things, and full of the glory of the Lord is his work. Hath not the Lord made the saints to declare all his wonderful works, which the Lord Almighty hath firmly settled to be established for his glory? He hath searched out the deep and the heart of men, and considered their crafty devices. For the Lord knoweth all knowledge, and hath beheld the signs of the world. He declareth the things that are past, and the things that are to come, and revealeth the traces of hidden things. No thought escapeth him, and no word can hide itself from him. He hath beautified the glorious works of his wisdom, and he is from eternity to eternity, and to him nothing may be added, nor can he be diminished, and he hath no need of any counselor. Oh, how desirable are all his works, and what we can know is but as a spark. All these things live and remain forever, and for every use all things obey him. All things are double, one against another, and he hath made nothing defective. He hath established the good things of every one, and who shall be filled with beholding his glory? Chapter 43. The works of God are exceedingly glorious and wonderful. No man is able sufficiently to praise him. The firmament on high is his beauty, the beauty of heaven with its glorious show. The sun, when he appeareth, showing forth at his rising, an admirable instrument, the work of the Most High. At noon he burneth the earth, and who can abide his burning heat? As one keeping a furnace in the works of heat. The sun three times as much burneth the mountains, breathing out fiery vapors, and shining with his beams, he blindeth the eyes. Great is the Lord that made him, and at his words he hath hastened his course. And the moon in all in her season is for a declaration of times and a sign of the world. From the moon is the sign of the festival day, a light that decreaseth in her perfection. The month is called after her name, increasing wonderfully in her perfection, being an instrument of the armies on high, shining gloriously in the firmament of heaven. The glory of the stars is the beauty of heaven. The Lord enlighteneth the world on high. By the words of the Holy One, they shall stand in judgment, and shall never fail in their watches. Look upon the rainbow, and bless him that made it. It is very beautiful by its brightness. It encompasseth the heaven about with the circle of its glory. The hands of the Most High have displayed it. By his commandment he maketh the snow to fall apace, and sendeth forth swiftly the lightnings of his judgment. Through this are the treasures opened, and the clouds fly out like birds. By his greatness he hath fixed the clouds, and the hailstones are broken. At his sight shall the mountains be shaken, and at his will the south wind shall blow. The noise of his thunder shall strike the earth, so doth the northern storm, and the whirlwind. And as the birds lighting upon the earth, he scattereth snow, and the falling thereof is as the coming down of locusts. The eye admireth at the beauty of the whiteness thereof, and the heart is astonished at the shower thereof. He shall pour frost as salt upon the earth, and when it freezeth, it shall become like the tops of thistles. The cold north wind bloweth, and the water is congealed into crystal. Upon every gathering together of waters it shall rest, and shall clothe the waters as a breastplate. And it shall devour the mountains, and burn the wilderness, and consume all that is green as with fire. A present remedy of all is the speedy coming of a cloud, and a dew that meeteth it, by the heat that cometh, shall overpower it. At his word the wind is still, and with his thought he appeaseth the deep, and the Lord hath planted islands therein. Let them that sail on the sea tell the dangers thereof, and when we hear with our ears, we shall admire. There are great and wonderful works, a variety of beasts, and of all living things, and the monstrous creatures of whales. Through him is established the end of their journey, and by his word all things are regulated. We shall say much, and yet shall want words, but the sum of our words is, he is all. What shall we be able to do to glorify him? For the Almighty himself is above all his works. The Lord is terrible and exceeding great, and his power is admirable. Glorify the Lord as much as ever you can, for he will yet far exceed, and his magnificence is wonderful. Blessing the Lord, exalt him as much as you can, for he is above all praise. When you exalt him, put forth all your strength, and be not weary, for you can never go far enough. Who shall see him and declare him, and who shall magnify him as he is from the beginning? There are many things hidden from us that are greater than these, for we have seen but a few of his works. But the Lord hath made all things, and to the godly he hath given wisdom. Chapter 44. The praises of the holy fathers, in particular of Enoch, Noah, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Let us now praise men of renown, and our fathers in their generation. The Lord hath wrought great glory through his magnificence from the beginning, such as have borne rule in their dominions, men of great power, and endued with their wisdom, showing forth in the prophets the dignity of prophets, and ruling over the present people, and by the strength of wisdom instructing the people in most holy words, such as by their skill sought out musical tunes and published canticles of the scriptures, rich men in virtue, studying beautifulness, living at peace in their houses. All these have gained glory in their generations and were praised in their days. They that were born of them have left a name behind them, that their praises might be related. And there are some of whom there is no memorial, who are perished as if they had never been, and are become as if they had never been born, and their children with them. But these were men of mercy, whose godly deeds have not failed. Good things continue with their seed. Their posterity are a holy inheritance, and their seed hath stood in the covenants, and their children for their sakes remain forever. Their seed and their glory shall not be forsaken. Their bodies are buried in peace, and their name liveth unto generation and generation. Let the people show forth their wisdom, and the church declare their praise. Enoch pleased God, and was translated into paradise, that he may give repentance to the nations. Noah was found perfect, just, and in the time of wrath he was made a reconciliation. Therefore was there a remnant left to the earth when the flood came. The covenants of the world were made with him, that all flesh should no more be destroyed with the flood. Abraham was the great father of a multitude of nations, and there was not found the like to him in glory, who kept the law of the Most High, and was in covenant with him. In his flesh he established the covenant, and in temptation he was found faithful. Therefore by an oath he gave him glory and his posterity, that he should increase as the dust of the earth, and that he would exalt his seed as the stars, and they should inherit from sea to sea, and from the river to the ends of the earth. And he did in like manner with Isaac, for the sake of Abraham his father. The Lord gave him the blessing of all nations, and confirmed his covenant upon the head of Jacob. He acknowledged him in his blessings, and gave him an inheritance, and divided him his portion in 12 tribes. And he preserved for him men of mercy, that found grace in the eyes of all flesh. Chapter 45. The praises of Moses, of Aaron, and of Phinehas. Moses was beloved of God and men, whose memory is in benediction. He made him like the saints in glory, and magnified him in the fear of his enemies. And with his words he made prodigies to cease. He glorified him in the sight of kings, and gave him commandments in the sight of his people, and showed him his glory. He sanctified him in his faith and meekness, and chose him out of all flesh. For he heard him and his voice, and brought him into a cloud. And he gave him commandments before his face, and a law of life, and instruction, that he might teach Jacob his covenant, and Israel his judgments. He exalted Aaron his brother, and like to himself of the tribe of Levi, he made an everlasting covenant with him, and gave him the priesthood of the nation, and made him blessed in glory. And he girded him about with a glorious girdle, and clothed him with a robe of glory, and crowned him with majestic attire. He put upon him a garment to the feet, and breeches, and an ephod, and he encompassed him with many little bells of gold all round about, that, as he went there, might be a sound, and a noise made that might be heard in the temple, for a memorial to the children of his people. He gave him a holy robe of gold and blue and purple, a woven work of a wise man, endued with judgment and truth, of twisted scarlet the work of an artist, with precious stones cut and set in gold, engraven by the work of a lapidary for a memorial, according to the number of the tribes of Israel, and a crown of gold upon his mitre, wherein was engraved holiness, an ornament of honor, a work of power, and delightful to the eyes for its beauty. Before him there were none so beautiful, even from the beginning. No stranger was ever clothed with them, but only his children alone, and his grandchildren forever. His sacrifices were consumed with fire every day. Moses filled his hands and anointed him with holy oil. This was made to him for an everlasting testament, and to his seed as the days of heaven, to execute the office of the priesthood, and to have praise, and to glorify his people in his name. He chose him out of all men living, to offer sacrifice to God, incense, and a good savor, for a memorial to make reconciliation for his people. And he gave him power in his commandments, in the covenants of his judgments, that he should teach Jacob his testimonies and give light to Israel in his law. And strangers stood up against him, and through envy the men that were with Dathan and Abiram compassed him about in the wilderness, and the congregation of Kori in their wrath. The Lord God saw, and it pleased him not, and they were consumed in his wrathful indignation. He wrought wonders upon them, and consumed them with a flame of fire. And he added glory to Aaron, and gave him an inheritance, and divided unto him the firstfruits of the increase of the earth. He prepared them bread in the first place unto fullness, for the sacrifices also of the Lord they shall eat, which he gave to him and to his seed. But he shall not inherit among the people in the land, and he hath no portion among the people, for he himself is his portion and inheritance. Phinehas the son of Eleazar is the third in glory, by imitating him in the fear of the Lord. And he stood up in the shameful fall of the people. In the goodness and readiness of his soul he appeased God for Israel. Therefore he made to him a covenant of peace, to be the prince of the sanctuary and of his people, that the dignity of priesthood should be to him and to his seed forever. And a covenant to David the king, the son of Jesse of the tribe of Judah, an inheritance to him and to his seed, that he might give wisdom into our heart to judge his people in justice, that their good things might not be abolished, and he made their glory in their nation everlasting. Chapter 46. The praise of Joshua, of Caleb, and of Samuel. Valiant in war was Jesus the son of Nave, who was successor of Moses among the prophets, who was great according to his name, very great for the saving the elect of God, to overthrow the enemies that rose up against them, that he might get the inheritance for Israel. How great glory did he gain when he lifted up his hands and stretched out swords against the cities! Who before him hath so resisted? But the Lord himself brought the enemies. Was not the sun stopped in his anger, and one day made as two? He called upon the Most High Sovereign when the enemies assaulted him on every side, and the great and holy God heard him by hailstones of exceeding great force. He made a violent assault against the nation of his enemies, and in the descent he destroyed the adversaries, that the nations might know his power, that it is not easy to fight against God. And he followed the Mighty One. And in the days of Moses he did a work of mercy, he and Caleb the son of Jephone, in standing against the enemy, and withholding the people from sins, and appeasing the wicked murmuring. And they too, being appointed, were delivered out of the danger from among the number of 600,000 men on foot, to bring them into their inheritance, into the land that floweth with milk and honey. And the Lord gave strength also to Caleb, and his strength continued even to his old age, so that he went up to the high places of the land, and his seed obtained it for an inheritance, that all the children of Israel might see that it is good to obey the holy God. Then all the judges, every one by name, whose heart was not corrupted, who turned not away from the Lord, that their memory might be blessed, and their bones spring up out of their place, and their name continue forever, the glory of the holy men remaining unto their children. Samuel, the prophet of the Lord, the beloved of the Lord his God, established a new government, and appointed princes over his people. By the law of the Lord he judged the congregation, and the God of Jacob beheld, and by his fidelity he was proved a prophet. And he was known to be faithful in his words, because he saw the God of light, and called upon the name of the Lord Almighty, in fighting against the enemies who beset him on every side, when he offered a lamb without blemish. And the Lord thundered from heaven, and with a great noise made his voice to be heard. And he crushed the princes of the Tyrians, and all the lords of the Philistines. And before the time of the end of his life in the world, he protested before the Lord and his anointed, money or anything else, even to his shoe, he had not taken of any man, and no man did accuse him. And after this he slept, and he made known to the king, and showed him the end of his life. And he lifted up his voice from the earth in prophecy to blot out the wickedness of the nation. Chapter 47. The praise of Nathan, of David, and of Solomon, of his fall and punishment. Then Nathan the prophet arose in the days of David, and as the fat taken away from the flesh, so was David chosen from among the children of Israel. He played with lions as with lambs, and with bears he did in like manner as with the lambs of the flock in his youth. Did not he kill the giant and take away reproach from his people? In lifting up his hand with a stone in the sling, he beat down the boasting of Goliath, For he called upon the Lord the Almighty, and he gave strength in his right hand to take away the mighty warrior and to set up the horn of his nation. So in 10,000 did he glorify him, and praised him in the blessings of the Lord, in offering to him a crown of glory. For he destroyed the enemies on every side, and extirpated the Philistines, the adversaries, unto this day. He broke their horn forever. In all his works he gave thanks to the Holy One, and to the Most High with words of glory. With his whole heart he praised the Lord, and loved God that made him. And he gave him power against his enemies. And he set singers before the altar, and by their voices he made sweet melody. And to the festivals he added beauty, and set in order the solemn times even to the end of his life, that they should praise the holy name of the Lord, and magnify the holiness of God in the morning. The Lord took away his sins, and exalted his horn forever, and he gave him a covenant of the kingdom, and a throne of glory in Israel. After him arose up a wise son, and for his sake he cast down all the power of the enemies. Solomon reigned in days of peace, and God brought all his enemies under him, that he might build a house in his name, and prepare a sanctuary forever. Oh, how wise wast thou in thy youth! And thou wast filled as a river with wisdom, and thy soul covered the earth. And thou didst multiply riddles and parables. Thy name went abroad to the islands far off, and thou wast beloved in thy peace. The countries wondered at thee for thy canticles and proverbs and parables and interpretations, and at the name of the Lord God, whose surname is God of Israel. Thou didst gather gold as copper, and didst multiply silver as lead. And thou didst bow thyself to women, and by thy body thou wast brought under subjection. Thou hast stained thy glory, and defiled thy seed, so as to bring wrath upon thy children, and to have thy folly kindled, that thou shouldst make the kingdom to be divided, and out of Ephraim a rebellious kingdom to rule. But God will not leave off his mercy, and he will not destroy nor abolish his own works, neither will he cut up by the roots the offspring of his elect, and he will not utterly take away the seed of him that loveth the Lord. Wherefore he gave a remnant to Jacob, and to David of the same stock, and Solomon had an end with his fathers, and he left behind him of his seed the folly of the nation, even Rehoboam that had little wisdom, who turned away the people through his counsel, and Jeroboam the son of Nebat, who caused Israel to sin, and showed Ephraim the way of sin, and their sins were multiplied exceedingly. They removed them far away from their land, and they sought out all iniquities, till vengeance came upon them, and put an end to all their sins. End of side 2.